Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Corey, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Corey. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a tough job. You're going to be a cop, a paramedic, military, or nurse?
I guess we'll have to pick military with this one.
And you have a branch in mind?
Navy.
Navy. Okay.
All right.
Nobody's picked nurse today, as far as our contestants playing the game.
That's too much, man.
I know, it's too hard.
Too hard, too much, too many hours. All right, Corey, here is your question. What is the capital of Missouri? I'm sorry? What is the capital of Missouri?
Of Missouri?
That's how people from Missouri say it, yeah. I'm from Missouri.
That would be Uranus.
Uranus, very close.
Jefferson City.
Jefferson City. All right, Corey, multiple choice question for you. Which celebrity had their dog cloned twice? Madonna, Prince, Katy Perry, or Barbara Streisand?
Let's go Madonna.
No.
Katy Perry?
No. I feel like they all make sense.
Prince?
No. Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
What was her dog's name?
I don't know. I don't even know why I consider that. What is her dog? I have no idea.
Liberace?
Why would you clone your dog?
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's got to look the same. It's just not going to be the same dog. That makes no sense.
I love Tigger. And no chance would I clone him.
No. Why not?
He had a skin disease.
Oh, God, right.
That. Like, I loved him. I don't need another one.
You think he'd be like, really, man, again?
He stunted you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, again, love the dog, but no reason to reincarnate the same dog. I'd get another Scotty.
Just not Tigger.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting into, man. It said I had my dog, Coley, chillest dog you've ever had. I got Molly, exact same everything. Very different dog. Very, very, very different dog.
Yeah, the personalities on the blondes I date, they're always different.
Yeah. I mean, they look the same.
They look the same.
Entirely different experience.
Yeah. Some even have the same name.
Get that one tattooed. All right.
What's the most popular name?
I think I dated two Amandas, and then kind of off and on with three Mollies.
No, Lindsay's?
Three Mollies?
Yeah.
Huh. My dog's name is Molly. Hands off, buddy.
Well, she is attractive
four.
And friendly.
Make she is
four.
Cute.
Make it four.
Yeah, she's very cute.
What'd you say, a Lindsay?
Yeah. Just trying to think of the blonde-haired women that I know.
I dated names. A Lindsay, not blonde.
Okay.
Yeah, Stephanie had dark hair.
Weirdo. Was she the racist?
No.
Oh,
Jesus. No,
sorry,
no, no.
Stephanie.
I'm thinking of the dark-haired Stephanie.
Yeah.
Is there a blonde? I feel like Stephanie's going to lean dark hair.
Yeah.
Oh, there's blonde ones. There's blonde everything, man.
Blonde everything.
They're not real blondes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
But with that said, I like you all.
If you can name it, it comes in blonde.
Right?
Think of a name. You can find a blonde one. All right, your question. In what year of the 1990s did the Foo Fighters release the song Learn to Fly?
1999.
Got it.
You are correct. Nice job, Corey. Can you believe that? That song's been around for 26 years.
Yep.
God. Great video, too.
So I don't remember that one.
Learn to Fly?
Yeah.
They all play like different caricatures, but it's all them in the band. So, like, one of them is, like, Dave Grohl's a baby. There's the flight attendant who's doing cocaine.
Okay.
Like, it's a very funny video.
Dave is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, bitches.
Hola. Hola.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Well, my wife's sitting right here, so, of course, I'm sober.
You're sober because your wife is there.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing it in reverse.
I like that she's laughing.
Yeah, it should be that you're not sober. All right, you should pick one of these tough jobs, Mike. A cop, paramedic, military, or nurse?
Well, I think the nurses need some love, so I'll pick nurse.
Nurse. Ah. Nurse Mike.
All nurse right, Mike. Got strong hands.
Yes, he does. Big, thick fingers.
I'm requesting you for every sponge bath.
Well, you know what they say about big fingers.
Yeah.
Big gloves. All right, Mike, here's your question. What was the other nickname for the Whitechapel murderer?
No freaking idea.
Whitechapel murderer.
The Whitechapel murderer.
Is it Jack the Ripper?
It is Jack the Ripper. Because they even said Jack the Ripper's nickname. Jack the Ripper's nickname is the Whitechapel murderer. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Jack the Ripper, also a nickname.
Jack the what?
Jack, say that again now. Slow it down.
Sounds like a guy who farts a lot.
Yeah.
Jack!
The third guy, man, I said the Ripper. All right. Your question. What Roman gladiator led a slave revolt that became the subject of a 1960 Oscar-nominated movie?
Biggest Dickus?
What was it? Spartacus.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, of course.
Question three.
Question number three. Which of the seven wonders of the world would you find in Agra, India?
I do know that one. The Taj Mahal.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice job.
Yep.
Taj Mahal.
Nice job.
Taj Mahal. Is that casino still open in, was it Atlantic City?
I've been there. I don't know.
Maybe. Was it in Vegas and Atlantic City or just Atlantic City?
I know on your way to the Taj Mahal that someone built a Taj Mahal in India.
Wait, so if I'm in India going to the Taj Mahal.
Correct.
On the way there.
You will pass another Taj Mahal that some guy built that is a replica of the Taj Mahal, but it is, in fact, the same size as the Taj Mahal.
It's the same size.
Yes. So if you're leaving New Delhi.
So do you bother to go to the Taj Mahal?
I don't know. I just think I'd go halfway and be like, all right, I've seen kind of it.
Dummy!
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
Just cracked my very first men's room lager for the day.
Oh, good for you. So you're sober then. All right, Dwayne.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, congratulations to me, right?
Yeah. All right, our men's room poll, you're going to pick a tough job. You taking the cop, the paramedic, military, or a nurse?
I'm taking a nurse, but a married one. I know how freaky they can be.
You're going to be the freaky nurse, okay?
No, I'm gonna hit on the rest of them.
Oh, I see. That's the plan.
Uh-huh.
I'm a nurse now, ladies.
Taj Mahal in Atlantic City has closed.
Yeah, does not surprise me.
That's
yeah, I'm not even going to say who owned it, but it is now the Hard Rock in Atlantic City.
Ah, okay. All right, Dwayne, here's your question, multiple choice. Hello, hi, ahoy, or greetings. What word did Alexander Graham Bell suggest for answering the phone? So hello, hi, ahoy, or greetings?
Greetings.
Ahoy.
Greetings. It was ahoy.
Ahoy. Yeah.
That was his suggestion. Hey, man, when you answer this thing, someone calls you when you answer the phone, and he was pushing for this, you should say ahoy. And everyone said, no, we're not.
It's not on a boat.
We're not doing ahoy, man. We're just going to say hello.
Chips.
Yeah, what's up? What's really good with you?
I'm going to bring back one when I end conversations.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just hang up. All right, one.
Click. I'm going to start greeting people with sup.
Yeah.
Because it's a cell phone, so you already know who's calling. You know, the mystery was back in the day. You know, your phone was ringing. You didn't know who was there. Now, I look and say, the Ted Smith. I know Ted's calling.
That is weird, because there's certain friends I'll still say hello. Then I have other friends where I just will say their name, their nickname.
I'm with you. Every time you call, Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know who it is.
Like, right. Bernie's last name is Granzo. If he calls me, I go, Granzo. He goes, Smith. And then we start talking.
There you go.
This is weird things you do.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Stuff Dog from Hot Tub Time Machine.
There you go. Dog. All right, Dwayne, here's your question. Who was the losing coach of the first Super Bowl?
Ooh. What year was that?
69, 68, I believe.
I want to say Green Bay Packers.
Well, Green Bay Packers won. Right. I know who lost. Yes. He'll win.
Was it the Kansas City Chiefs that played?
Yes.
Correct. You got to know his name, though.
Lynn Dawson was a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. You know this guy's name. I mean, it's still...
Hank Stram.
Hank
Stram.
Well, my hint was going to be propane accessories.
Okay, little Hank. Gotcha.
Hank, yeah.
All right, your question. Who released the album 7800 Fahrenheit, The Melting Point of Rock?
Nice.
Is that nice? That's so stupid.
That's 80s. Is that Sammy Hagar?
You know what? That does sound like a Sammy
Hagar. Is it Bon Jovi?
It is Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Is that the one I believe? No, Slippery When Wet was the big one. Yeah, but 78 degrees for The Melting Point of Rock.
70, what was it?
7,800 degrees Fahrenheit. The Melting Point of Rock.
Oh, yeah. It's a very ominous looking.
Hey, yeah, really I recognize the album.
Melting Point of Rock.
Yeah. I remember reading an interview, all right? And the album had not come out yet, but the interviewer said to John Bon Jovi, 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Bon Jovi's one who added, and he said, quote, The Melting Point of Rock, get it. Yes, the interview got it.
Get it?
Swear to God, I just remember reading that like, oh my God.
Dude. We're so hot, we're melting rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock cannot exist.
Jesus.
Your question, what chemical makes plants green?
Starts with a C.
It does start with a C.
Think about Billy Madison.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Gosh dang it.
Penguins?
No. Well, it's not chloroform.
It is not so chloroform. Close. It's very close.
dang it.
Yeah, people always say chloroform.
More like borophyll.
Oh, chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll, yeah.
Good call.
Hung up.
Good call, Mike.
Hung up, man.
Chlorophyll.
Yep.
Question five, Dwayne. Question number five. All right. What style of beer is used to make a black velvet cocktail?
I never even heard of it. Let's go with stout.
Yeah, I was going to say stout or porter.
Yeah, man.
Right? I only knew black velvet as the fine whiskey.
There is black velvet whiskey. You never heard of the black velvet?
Maybe not, but black whiskey, yes.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.